The borough of Wrangell will be looking to bring in more revenue through a new fish tax program. The Wrangell Assembly voted unanimously Tuesday night to adopt an alternative allocation method for the fiscal year 2010 Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program. The allocated money would go toward any fisheries business activity within Fisheries Management Area 18. Assembly member Ernie Christian suggested using some of the fish tax to cover port facility costs.
You know, we do tax the port facility income tax, and potentially maybe the Port Commission presented a plan where we could, the city, instead of taxing them for the property, which is the old mill yard, we could take part of that money out of the fish tax, and then the rest would go to the Port Commission as usual, as a kind of get around the property tax, because they're the only enterprise fund we actually charge the property tax to.
Christian says he believes the borough is charging itself if it continues to tax the port areas. Wrangell Mayor Don McConaghy responded by saying the money used to cover operation costs and harbor projects came from the borough and not from the Port Commission.
We have actually reduced the cost, the tax that we put on them. We have increased their land area substantially from land that we have taken away. They actually have more land area now than what they were given. And they actually did not purchase that property. The city did.
McConaghy says he thinks the Port Commission gets a fair return from the money received to fund those projects. According to the Alaska Department of Commerce, the Shared Fisheries Business Tax Program is designed to provide the sharing of state fish tax collected outside municipal boundaries with municipalities that have been affected by fishing industry activities. Wrangell is located in Fisheries Management Area 18, which includes Kaufman Cove, Cake, Kuprinoff, Pelican, Petersburg, Port Alexander, and Sitka. The allocation for the area is estimated to be over $80,000. Wrangell will have to submit an application for the program by December 15th. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.